But Metzia, Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph, before we start the halachas, Bez Hashem of Shemim, we have to give a hagdama. The hagdama is based on the dinim that are mavur in the psukim, in Pashas Mishpat, in Pashas Hashemim, in Perich of Bez. There's one parasha, Ki Yitin Ish Oreo Kesef Akelim Lishmor V'gunav Mi Beis Oish, that's in Pasuk Vov. There's a separate Pasuk in Pasuk Tes, Ki Yitin Ish Oreo Chamor Hashoy Seh V'chol Behem Lishmor U'meis Nishba. So the Torah in the first parasha speaks about that if the chefetz was stolen from the shomer, the din shmirah, if it was stolen from him, he's potter. In order to affirm that that's taka what happened to him, that the behemah was stolen, not that he misappropriated it, not that he was a pesheya, not that he was sheleach yad, which means that he took it for himself, but that it was taka stolen or lost, he has to make a shvur. So the first din is the fact that a shomer can be chayiv if he did not live up to his shmirah. The second din is that we don't believe him just because he said he's potter. This is not like a halvo where Reuven is tevei Shimon and bezed him for $100. Shimon says, I don't owe him the money. So Shimon is scot free. Their eye says, nothing you can do about it. This is already an admission in a certain sense, like a moide b'miktsas. We are made mikzvah is chayiv shuv because over here there was an admission that you took the chayfet and lemaisa you weren't mekayim d'shmir. You're just saying you're not responsible to pay for it because lemaisa wasn't your fault that the animal was driven off or the animal was lost. Lemaisa in pasuk test, the second pasuk that we read over there, the ptur is not on a gneva v'aveda. The ptur is only if the behemah was nensa, mace, oynishba in roya. And over there also, there's a din of Shvuos Hashem Tia ben Shneim. So we have a din of Shem Echidam and Shem Esocha. Chazal understand that the reason why one person in Pasuk Vav has less responsibility, and he's pot even on Gnei Vaved, is because he's a Shem Echidam. So that's Mechayiv him only a basic Shmira. If he's a Peshay, he'll be Chayiv. If he's Shalech Yad, he'll be Chayiv. But if he is basically responsible, he wasn't a pesheya, but it was stolen or lost, so then the halachis will be potter again, backed up by a shvur. However, Hashem is socher because he's being paid for his efforts, and there are people that are not being paid like a regular salary, but they have some type of hatova, some type of benefit. We just learned in the second parak a possibility that even somebody who's watching an aveda, he's doing it for a mitzvah, but he has some type of benefit. We call that pruta derbi yosef, could also be a Hashem is socher. He's having a benefit. In that case, he's chayiv on a shmir me'ula, and he's chayiv on gnev aveda. He is, however, potter and anoinis. There's a third parasha of shomrim, which over there is in pasuk yud gimel v'chiyish al ishmim re'eu v'nishbar emes. Even if he's nenas, the halacha is shalem yishalem. A shoyel is chayiv even on anoinsim. A shoyel is somebody who borrows something. He's not watching it for him. He has to watch it, yes. But the reason why he has it is because he's using it. What's called in Chazal, kol hanoshaloi. If it's fully being used by him and he's not paying for it. The pasuk adds, however, there is a p'tur called ba'ol avimo. If the bailam is with him, we'll have to see the criteria of that. The halach is lo yishalim. The pasuk adds, lo yishalim im sochirhu bo bischoroi. Those last words are a little bit enigmatic. There's a sochir, which is a fourth type of shomer. He's not a shomer chinam, he's not a shomer socher. He's not a shoyl. He's renting. So on the one hand, he's using it. On the other hand, he's paying for his usage. It's not kol hanoshaloi. The reason why the fellow who owns it gave it to him is because he's being paid. Does he have a din of shem echinam or a shem esachah? We'll see later on. Is a machlekes tanoi. So those are the four types of shomrim. We'll add one more detail. As far as the shvuos hashomrim is concerned, the ikir of the shvuos hashomrim is the fact that the bailam of the, let's say, chamor comes over to him and says, where's my chamor? He says, I don't have it. That itself is already the smoke. We call that a dror d'mamayin. That means that itself creates in front of us a case, a discussion, a suspicion. Because of that, he's chayiv v'shvur, the ikar shvur is einei b'shusoy. He's also chayiv v'shvur, that means every shomer who wants to patter himself is chayiv v'shvur, shaloi poshati. And he's also chayiv v'shvur shaloi shalachti b'yad. Either possibility would be mechayiv him. However, those two shvuos, according to many Rishonim, are only big gilgul. The concept of a gilgul shvur is that a person can be chayiv v'shvur where there's room for discussion. The Torah is mechayiv certain people shomrim, Agav that, even something that wouldn't be justified in itself, being mechayev the shvua, once there's a din shvua, the Torah, we learned that out in the Pasha Soita, is that once she has to make a shvua that she wasn't mizana, there's other tainis that the husband could have on her that she has to justify. The same is true over here. The pshia, kishal atzma, is not an automatic taina. The shlichus yad, mechtesi, person is considered honest. Over here, the ikishua is ainim b'shusay. Agav that with megalgul, memele, if there are edim that the chayfitz was not b'shusay, that it was stolen, the fact that it wasn't stolen by negligence or that it wasn't shaleach yad, could be he won't have to make. Other rishonim argue, they hold that even the shvua shaloi pasha is the ikishua, because were you mekayim the din shmir or not? Yes, you don't have the chayfitz, you can't return it. B, did you watch it properly? The shalosh shalach bayad is certainly only a gilgul shvur. The nafkamina is whether you'll have to make a shvur without the ikah shvur of enev b'shus, so whether you'll have to make kishalatzmai the shvur shalay pasha. L'maisa to machlekes rishonim had a paskin the choshe mishpat in siman reish tzadik daf. And with that, we start the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts shomrim from an interesting angle. It doesn't talk about what a shomer is and what he's mechuyev to do. The Mishnah talks about a detail, which is l'chayra, an after-the-fact piece of information. Ha-mafkid etzel chaver behemai kelev. Ruvain, the mafkid, the owner of the chayfetz, gave to Shimon, behemai kelev, v'nignavu oisha avdu. It was stolen or it was lost. We're talking here about a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam, like we said, has a halacha that nigdav and never it's potter, but he does have to back that up with a shvur. If he doesn't make a shvur, mitech sheni roitzel lishova, yishalim. What is, if he's the type of person that doesn't want to make a shvur? This type of hesitation is mavur in common places in Shas. Making a shvur is a davar chomer. He doesn't want to make the shvur. By not making the shvur, we see him b'midah mesuyemes, he's going to have to pay. Shilem, let's say he pays v'loy rotzel l'shava. He'll take achrayis for the theft, even though he's claiming that it was stolen and he's not really mechuyev. But l'maisa, he took achrayis, he paid, because he didn't want to make the shvur. Sharei omru, the Mishnah adds this sort of in parentheses, because harei, as a word of explanation, shemichinam nishba v'yotze, shemichinam swears, he makes a shvur that it was nigna by neved v'yotze, and he's potter with that. So in this case, he could have been nishba v'yotze. He didn't want to. He'd rather pay. However, we see him now as the nignav, because the ma'aseh, he's the one that paid for the loss of the behemah. Nimtza ganav, if the ganav is found, mishalom tashlum kefil. The ganav pays kefil not to the owner, because now that the shomer paid for it, we see the shomer as the owner. The kefil, tovach u'mocha, if the animal was shechted or was sold, the zalach of dal v'hei, we learned in Bava Kama Perek Meruba, that an animal which is stolen, and then it's not only stolen, but it's then disposed of, either b'mechira or b'tvicha, shechting it, the halacha is that there's a tacked on knas, besides for the kefil, double the amount of the gneva, we add on another two or three. That din of mishalim tashlum abav chamisha, l'mi mishalim, who pays, or who receives the payment of the chamisha, the arba, the kefil, l'mi shabakot netzloi, the one who was the shomer. Nishba v'loy rotzel l'shalim, let's say he did pater himself, he was nishba, nimtza aganim mishalim tashlum kefil. He's going to have to, the ganav, who's he going to be achroi to? L'mi misham l'bala pikodeh. So this Mishnah is telling us a little bit parichus. The Mishnah is telling us, like we said, that a shomer that takes personal liability for that which was taken from his rishus, he could have patted himself with a shvur if he would have wanted, but l'maisi he took personal liability. The din of the nignav accrues to him. Now the Gemara says it's not so pashut. Lamaisa, when the chayfetz was stolen and the chayfetz that afterwards was shechted or sold, lamaisa belongs to the owner. Where does it belong to the shomer? And the Gemara says no. An inherent part of shmira, and it's interesting to understand where this comes from. This will give us insight into the nature of a shomer. The Gemara says that the mafkid, when he gives the animal to the shomer, what he's doing is he's being makne to him a kinyan in the chayfetz. Gemara has one lashon that what he's doing is he's being makneh that a rega lefnei the gneva, if he doesn't want to be nishba, but he wants to be mishalim, so he's being makneh him the behemoth. So now legally, it's not just stam. Legally, it was talking stolen from the shomer. Or we say that originally he's makneh when the shomer takes the animal, he's taking a certain bialus in it. Likishe yigonev, it will become his. What's the idea behind this? The idea behind l'chor is that a shomer is not performing a job. A shomer is not watching it for yenim. The shomer is machnis the behemah l'shusoy. The shomer assumes b'mida misuyam is possession of the chayfetz, and the watching is a chelik of it being in b'shusoy. I'll give an example. One of the dinim of a shomer we'll have later on is that there's no dinei shmira on a karka. What that means is that if Reuven hires Shimon to be a watchman in his orchard, so let's say Shimon falls asleep on the job. Shimon walks away and the field Lamaisa gets attacked by animals, by robbers, whatever it is. Shimon will forfeit his salary, but he's not responsible for the loss of the crops. Why? Because karka is not something that Shimon could be machnes b'teich rishusay. Shimon could watch it for Reuven. That's a job. That's not what a shomer on a behemah, on a kelim, on a watch, on jewelry is. A shomer on metaltlin, on movables, is that the shomer assumes possession of that chayfetz with a responsibility resulting from that possession. There's a higher level of responsibility, there's a lower level of responsibility, and a shoyel has full responsibility, even la'inus. The same way a ganev is chayv anoitzim, a shoyel is chayv anoitzim, both of them took the chayfetz b'shusam. So the Mishnah brings out what the job description is of a shomer by telling this halacha. Look how that's the pshat over here in the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. Hasaycha par mechaveroi. Reuven rented out his behemoth to Shimon. So Shimon has a level of responsibility. He's a soicher. We mentioned that a soicher, there's a machlokes tanoim, we spoke at Nagdama, could be either a shomer, have the dinim of a shomer, chinim of a shomer, but he's certainly not a shoyel. Because Lamaisa, he's paying for it. It's not kol ano shaloi. So Shimon has a certain level of responsibility to Reuven. V'hishil la'acha Shimon on his rental lent it. Person can do that. He could rent the car. And he lends it to somebody else. He lent it to Levi. U'meisa kadarka, the animal then died. It's nobody's fault. The animal died. Lamaisa, Levi is a shoyel. So Levi can be chayv. Shimon is either like a shemichin or shemisach, but he's certainly not a shoyel. He's not chayv anointsim. So now, Levi has a responsibility, but to whom? Yeshova hasoicha shemesa kedarka. Shimon has to be answerable to Reuven. Shimon's going to have to back up his claim. What happened to the animal? Reuven comes to him and says, what happened to the animal? He says it was mesa kedarka. Levi had it. The soicher is going to be nishba shemesa kedarka to his, the one he's answerable to, Reuven. Vashol Yishal Masochah. The shoyl has responsibility. Who's the shoyl have responsibility to? To the soicher. Turns out that the soicher washed his hands of the fear klape Reuven. Shimon has no chiv to Reuven, and Shimon's making money off somebody else's animal. Incredible. And that's Amar Rabbi Yossi. That's his taina. Ketzer Allah isis chay b'parasa shchaveri. Shimon should get paid for the behemoth that belongs to Reuven? Shimon's not paying for it. Ella, what should you do? Tachsa par lebailam. This is Rabbi Yossi's way of saying that the shoyel will pay to Reuven. He has a position of a shoyel. His position of a shoyel is mechayiv emanoitzim. Is mechayiv to who? To who? To the owner of the animal. Not to the one who we borrowed it from. To the owner of the animal. What exactly is the machlokes over here? To those that want to explain that when Reuven rented the behemoth to Shimon, Shimon becomes, to a certain extent, the owner. He has full hishtamshus, he has rights to use it. When he has rights to use it, he becomes b'negir Levi, he's the owner of the behemoth. So yeah, it's true, Reuven, Lamais, is the guy who is minus a behemoth, but Shimon, b'midimus, that he paid for it, has the ownership of the behemoth, klapi Levi. Shimon patos himself from a shua klapi Reuven, and then he makes money. And Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi says, come on, you're right, you have a hishtamshus, but that's called you're the owner, that you're being mashal the parah to Levi? Or you have a right to be mashal the parah to Levi, but you're doing it for me, it's my behemoth. Let's add, the Rav brings from the Gemara, that it has to be that he had rishus, the renter has rishus to sublet it, to rent it out. Moshe, if somebody rents a car, in the rental agreement it might say that he's not allowed to lend it to somebody else who's not listed on the rental agreement. In that case, if he doesn't have rishus, so then avada, he's giving it over to Yenim, he's chayv on that. Because that's called a misappropriation of the chayfetz. And then the soicha will be chayv automatically. It can't be nishba v'niftar. He's chayv, even the fact that it was meso b'shus levi. This is what's called in the Gemara. The Rav brings it, shemesh shemosel l'shem is chayv. That's called a misappropriation of the chayfetz. It's like a pesher. He's chayv. So we're talking about where Shimon does have a right to sublet it. He lent it to Levi. The Tanakhama holds that since he rented it, he has that din. Lamaisa, other Rishonim, you see Tesis in the beginning of Bava Kamma, seems to imply that the Machlokes HaChacham and Rabbi Yossi is going to be even where Shimon's relationship with Reuven wasn't that of a Seichon HaMaskir. It was even that of a Shem Echinam that gave it to a Shem Esachar. That means, what happens if Shimon was watching it for Reuven and he passed it on, Bishus Reuven, he passed it on to Levi. But he gave Levi a job to watch it for him. And then it was Nignav. So Hashem Besach is Chayv Angneva. Hashem Echinim is not. So Shimon, Lecher, could wash his hands by making a shvua that it was Nignav. Okay? Levi can't pater himself with the tiniest Nignav because he's Hashem Besach. So who's he responsible to? The one who he's watching it for. He's watching it for Shimon, not for Reuven. And Rabbi Yisrael will say, no, he's watching it for Reuven. So you could say the same Achlex. The Shaila is, whether passing it over to somebody else is only when it's a renter or even by a shayman. That's one point. That's the machlokes. There's another point that has to be made over here is that the shvua, we took it for granted when we read the Mishnah that Shimon can make a shvua that it died. Well, the last piece that we just said that it was nignav. How does he know? L'chaz b'shus levi. So it has to be that it was mace or it was nignav in front of Shimon, which is unusual. Well, it would be if the Soicher Shimon Taka does know what happened beyond Levi. The Aloch is he can make a shul. L'choy should say mitok sheni yochel l'shova mishalim. L'maisa, you look at Kiva Eger over here in the Gilead. He brings Raid. Rishonim have a discussion based on a sugya later on in Ashoil. That's not so simple. Why? Because like we pointed out in Mishnah, if the Iker Shavua that a Shimon has to answer to the one who was mafkid by him is Eine B'shusay. Shimon could definitely make a shvua that's Eine B'shusay. That much he could say on himself. He could say, I don't have it. The fact that what happened to the animal, with Nignav and Nevad, it wasn't Pasher, the details, that's already a Gilgul. A Gilgul shvua, if a person defaults on, will not be mechayv him to pay. This is a big discussion. Rishonim and Achronim, but this is Arapanim, this is one nusach over here based on the sugya and that tzadik ches. That the shvua that Levi is the only one who could make cannot be made to Reuven. Reuven doesn't have to accept, since Reuven never trusted Levi, never gave him the behemoth. La valdvarim didiat, I never gave Levi the behemoth. The Gemara explains that Shimon has to answer to Reuven. But on what does Shimon have to answer to Reuven? Primarily that Eina Meshusay, and that he could. The fact that he can't answer as to the how the behemoth is Eina Meshusay, was it Nignav, was it Mace, was it Pshi or not, that's Levi has to answer that question. Levi's answer is doesn't have to be Niskabel al Reuven, but the fact that Shimon says, I don't know on that question, won't be Mechayiv him to pay. So what you have is Levi having to pay, because he was a shoyl and it was nanas, and Levi having to pay, he only has to pay to Shimon. Al kapanim according to the Tanakhama. We just explained the machlokes, the Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim according to most of the Rishonim. Tosfos Lamaita has a shita mechudesh over here in Lamed Hayomid Beis. Tosfos says that the Taina is like this: Reuven, the owner of the behemah, says to Shimon, "Tol shvuascha, I'm not being tevei you for a shvua." So Lamaisa, being that I'm not going to demand from you a shvua, there's no dinu dvar between the two of us. So you can't free yourself of the chiyuv, or the chiyuv is not absolved with your shvua. I'm dispensing with your shvua. I have a right to go straight to the shoyl and go to him. I could do away with the shvua and go straight to the shoyl. That's what Rabbi Yossi's taina. What do the chacham hold? What the Chacham hold is that this that Shimon is potter to Reuven, because he's a soicher, be'etzem is not totally in the Shvuah. It's totally in the fact that the behema was nignav, or the behema died. The behema is meisa, he's potter. The shvuah is a din b'loshna gemara lahof is daitish or balabayis. If you're not going to be nishba, then you're chayv. But be'etzem the ptur of a shoyma is not contingent on the shvuah. Therefore, we see Shimon as being potter to Reuven. And then there is no din between Reuven and Levi. There's only a connection between Levi and Shimon. That point of how to look at the Shavuos HaShemim, that kufa is the machlokes between the Yais and the Chachamim.